Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Love Letter Skelly, 20 minutes away. If you want to write us a love letter, go to kidnation.com.
All right.
And hopefully we get to them because we do it twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. Your problems could be solved in 20 minutes or less with our love expert.
Could be.
But right now, it's all about Whatever Wednesday. You can have whatever you like. You can talk about whatever you like. It's all about you, Kid Nation.
Ask us anything.
That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Never said that before.
800. Some people want to know the zeros because I guess it confuses.
Sure.
800.
The letter or the number? They should make the O be on the zero. You know how the letters correspond to a number? That way there's no problem.
Change it now, Jason.
Well, they should now.
Don't we need more numbers at some point?
Right. Eventually we're going
to
need to.
It's so populated, they're going to run out of stuff.
We're going to have to go from 7 to 8.
Yeah.
Maybe 9.
Well, they went up to 9 with, 10. One with the zip code.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the area code. Now everybody has to use that one. From the text. Any updates on JC's mom connecting with her birth mother? Were they able to meet yet? Yeah, if you missed it, my mom was adopted and we did the DNA thing with Ancestry, and then it started leading us down a path to where we eventually found her birth parents. And we have not met my grandmother yet.
Not face to face.
Not face to face.
They have had numerous phone calls, phone conversations.
Exactly, yeah. They talk all the time. I don't get to talk to her very much because she can only hear female voices because of the pitch. I guess her hearing's going out, so the deep.
I would love to tell men that.
I know, right? So the deeper the voice is, the tougher it is for her to listen to me. So it got weird because every time I would call her, I have to talk like this.
Oh, no.
And that's literally how I talk to my grandma.
Please record that.
I can't. It's embarrassing.
Please, Kenzie, if you're listening.
Somebody record it.
Could you just do the Snapchat filter?
I don't think she has Snapchat. She's
no to save your video.
Yeah, I could. I guess I could do
just
that.
Just call from here and record it.
I want to buy her that machine that will turn your voice into a text so she could read along.
No, I can't keep doing
that high pitched voice.
Unacceptable. You have to talk at this.
Hello, Grandma. But we're trying to hopefully go meet her this year.
Good. So
before the end of this year, we'll get up there to Ohio.
Okay.
Where she lives.
Spring break in Ohio.
Spring break in Ohio. Hey, question for the whole show. What's your favorite scary movie? Okay. Kelly Raspberry.
I have to go back to what scared me as a child, The Shining.
The Shining's a good one.
Choice.
Here's Johnny.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum.
Big Al?
I think I'd have to go to the original scary movie, Scary Movie.
Which is a comedy.
It's
thank
a comedy,
you.
But
it's a comedy.
I know. That's my favorite, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a big, huge horror movie fan.
Mine's a tie between the first Saw.
Wow.
I love that movie. I know it's gruesome. And The Strangers, because I feel The Strangers could actually happen.
Okay.
That's what scares me about it, that it could actually happen.
Yeah. Have you seen the preview for The New Strangers?
Yep. Can't wait. Jenna, what's yours?
My favorite, it's my favorite genre. And my favorite horror movie of all time is Halloween 2 with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Ooh, the sequel better than the original.
Sequel better than the original. The whole thing takes place in the hospital after Michael Myers. It is just so scary to me. There's nothing scarier to me than a man that walks and doesn't speak. He walks with a knife.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't ever run.
No expressions.
He always catches up
yes.
to people.
Yeah.
Michael Myers is the scariest horror movie killer villain to me. Yeah, that's it for me.
A close never second runs. For me. Close second for me is Django Unchained.
And have any of you seen the original When a Stranger Calls?
No, I haven't seen that one. Is it good?
No, it's about the babysitter. He's in the house. Get out of the house.
I like the subtlety of the 70s horror movies.
Yeah. I ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, you did.
I've heard that scary story.
Yeah, the remakes too. Yeah, the gruesome stuff doesn't do it. The old, yeah.
Tyler, how's it going?
Hey.
So we were talking about black cats because a lot of black cats are being adopted thanks to Black Panther. And Kelly told us that her grandpa used to...
Daddy boy.
When a cat crossed his path in the car, he would have to stop, get out, spit in his hat, put it back on.
Yeah.
Tyler, what do you have to do?
Well, whenever I was younger, we were coming home from a late night, like, basketball game. And all I remember is a cat walked in front of the vehicle and my dad slammed on his brakes and we had to lick our fingers and make crosses on all of the windows in the vehicle before we could drive away.
Oh.
Moly. Wow.
Serious stuff. That, but nothing happened on your ride home after that, bad. Did it?
Nope.
See, it worked.
I don't know what it was. I guess it was like stigma, but I was so scared. I didn't know what was going on.
No, we got T-bone.
Daddy got you out. Your daddy scared you to death. Lick the windows.
Sadly, I broke my femur. Thank you, Tyler. Have a great day, man.
Oh, man.
Hi, Melani.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
All right, you have a question for the whole cast?
Yes, I do. So, I have a favorite thing that my son does, and I was wondering for the rest of the parents, what is the favorite thing that your children do, and for the ones that don't have children yet, what is the favorite thing that your pets do?
Aw, what's your favorite?
What is yours, though?
Yeah, what's yours?
Okay, so it's my favorite, but it's also slightly annoying. Whenever I scold my son for something small, he will, like, turn away from me and whimper, but then he will always, like, peek his head to look at my boyfriend and then smirk and giggle at him.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
It's just really sassy, and it's just so adorable.
My man, Lord. Jenna, what's your favorite thing that Wheezy does?
Yeah, from child to pet.
Well, she said pet or child.
Wheezy will, she sits up now, fully, uses her core, and she will sit up on her hind, like, legs.
Yes, I'm trying to be a human, almost?
And will whack my cell phone out of my hand if I'm on my phone.
Wow.
So she will fully sit up with her tongue out, and she'll whack it because she wants me to rub her and get off my phone.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
That is.
Human-like.
But that's pretty cool. Every once in a while, Corey will call me and ask me to go to lunch. And
you love that.
I love that. A lot of times I haven't in the past been able to go, but I will be able to go a lot more now. So, Corey, feel free to call
me. Corey's your son.
Corey's
right?
My
yes,
son. Yes, yes, not, yes.
Obviously, because he's calling at
Yes, Curtis calls too.
I have two kids, so I have differences with my daughter. Every morning wakes up before I leave. And she hears me coming up the stairs because I go say, she wants me to say bye to her. And by the time I get upstairs, she's sitting up in her bed, all sleepy looking, with her lips puckered, waiting for her goodbye kiss.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
That's very cute. Sweet.
And she sings me little lullabies before I go to sleep, if I take a nap. I love that about my daughter. And my son is, he's gotten to this point where he's writing books now.
Oh.
And it's just one page book, but I love that he does this because they're funny. The latest one he wrote was the story of the poop emoji. And then you turn the page and it says, poop is soft. And then it says, the end.
Oh.
So he writes these little short stories, and I freaking love it right now because it makes me laugh.
That's your son.
Yeah. What about Emma Kelly?
Well, now, I mean, there were so many different things when she was a toddler that were cute. But now I just love it when she, out of nowhere... Because she can be kind of bratty.
Uh-huh.
She's 11 going on, 21, whatever.
Yeah.
She'll just come up to me, and she'll just hug me, and she'll bury her head in my chest and just stand there and hug me for no reason. I'm just like, oh, gosh. You know, I know those are going to come fewer and fewer as she gets older.
Enjoy them while you can.
So that right now, that's my favorite thing. Unprovoked hugs.
There you go, Melani.
Nice.
That was a good question. Thank you for asking that. That was a fun one to answer.
Yeah.
Let's move on here with Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. What's your question? Or what's on your mind?
So I'm wondering what a typical morning is for you guys. Like, I know you probably have to get up early before the show. So I was wondering what everybody had to do in the morning to get ready and get to the studio.
Okay.
As little as possible.
Yeah. Man.
I might have the shortest routine.
Sometimes it's just getting out of bed, going to the closet, picking something out, putting it on, driving to work.
Yeah, sometimes I have to do my makeup first, but, you know, I used to bring it all with me, but I try to just take a few minutes and do it if we have something to do that day.
I may get here the latest, but I probably wake up the earliest. I wake up around 3:15.
And what do you do?
I watch the news.
Chill.
I do. It takes me longer to... I don't want to rush. I'm not a person that likes to rush and...
I wait to the last minute
I don't
want to
stress for that, so I wake up.
That's what the weekend's
super.
For. Yeah. Like, I get up and chill.
Yeah, I get up and chill.
I literally roll out of bed, go to the dryer today, for instance. I got workout clothes that were clean, out of the dryer, put it on, brushed my teeth, filled up Wheezy's water bowl, and left.
Grabbed
a yogurt out of the fridge and left. That's it. I mean, I have like a 7-minute routine.
Right.
I tried for a week to go to the gym before work. And that lasted about a week.
That was good. I was so impressed.
It was cool. And then I got the flu, and then I'm not doing it again.
Sleep every last drop, huh?
Yeah. Now I just want to sleep. Thanks, Amanda. Have a wonderful day.
I was like, it's lunchtime.
You're probably the only one of us, because, you know, people say it's best to work out before your day starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we did that, we'd have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which you do.
Yeah, so there's just no gym. There's just no gym on my way that's open that early. I used to do that.
Get your exercise back out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Are you watching the news?
One workout, I'll finish. Yeah. I'll hook you up.
Come on.
All right.
And this one, too. We should talk about this because we got a text message from a member of Kid Nation, and they want us to think about the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School students today as they go back for the first time since the shooting. I think Absolutely. They've been on campus, but today's the first day of classes, and this is, as a middle school teacher, I'm sending my love to the staff and the kids today. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, think about those kids, y'all.
Take some time to think about them today because it's going to be tough. There's going to be some tears for them.
Absolutely.
But they're getting back at it. And Anthony's got a question for us. Hi, Anthony. What's your question for us?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Doing great, man.
Hey, I'm a regular at Al's Bar, me and my wife. And since what happened recently, I was just thinking, you know, we went there all the time, and I was like, you know, we would see it on a regular basis, and then we would see it versus everyone knowing that JC, Jenna, and Kelly was coming, and it would be like Al's Bar, you know, on steroids.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe you guys probably should mow over possibly opening up a place all together and, you know.
Yeah, we will mull that over.
Based on the success from the last one.
Imagine us being business partners.
I'm maxed out with my investment.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I have to tell you a quick story.
Well, basically, it's thinking, our fault. For not keeping, right. We should have come to your bar.
Right. Yeah. Should have been more support.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah, we got. Well, we'll think about it, Anthony.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Right now, right now, it's a solid no.
Yeah.
And you know my real affinity for crowds and people and booths.
Yeah. Jenna's not a big fan of those.
Yeah, we come back. I'll tell you about something I did yesterday in my quest to find a new.
Oh, really?
It's actually kind of funny, yeah.
You're already out there trying to look for the new bar. Moving on, huh?
Man, you got
to
get back on the horse.
All right, be listening for that, Anthony, so you know where to find Big Al Mac next time. He's looking for a new bar. We'll find out what Big Al Mac did next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got our love letters to Kelly right here.
Uh-huh.
A couple minutes away from reading those bad boys and having our love expert Kelly Raspberry solve all the issues around the world, or at least from about four letters. But Big Al Mac, you're looking for love. In the form of a bar.
Of a new place to hang out. Because one thing I really didn't factor in, well, I guess I kind of thought about it, but hadn't given it serious consideration, was the fact that my 5 o'clock drinking buddies, about 6 or 8 of us during the week, we kind of sit around and shoot
The breeze.
On the weekend, on the weekdays.
And the bullcorn.
Yeah, there you go. And so we just kind of, you know, my bar was very casual. It was comfortable, at least I like to think it was.
Uh-huh.
And the guys would come by after work, and we just, and some of them, their wives, too, you know.
Just hang out. And if you missed it, Big Al Mac announced on Monday that his bar, unfortunately,
The McKinney Avenue Tavern had to close it down.
Yeah, so that's gone.
So we've decided that we would try and audition bars. Okay. You know, this is a very big decision.
That is true.
Yes.
It's a very big decision. I mean, this is like an everyday thing that we kind of sit around for a couple of hours. We have some burgers and wings or whatever.
You want to become regulars at a bar, but you need this bar to be perfect for you and your friends.
It needs to be perfect. So yeah. It needs to be close to where we all live in the same general area.
Okay.
About less than a mile from where my place was. It needs to be cheap. Have a good bartender. Now, this is key. It needs to have a good bartender that can occasionally chime in, but he or she doesn't talk too much.
Knows their place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody likes the really, really, really chatty bartender.
You only speak when spoken to.
You know, you can chime in every once in a while. Stick and move.
I got you.
And you need to know, and the bar needs to sell Miller Lite, which brings us to the bar that we auditioned yesterday.
What?
It was one of those, we didn't know this before we got there, it was one of those craft beer places that they sell.
Oh, fancy. High class.
Yeah.
That's too fancy.
And that's, you gotta have Miller Lite. I'm sorry. You gotta have Miller Lite and some of the staples, and they did not have that. Mm-mm. So we got there and
should have just turned around and walked out right then.
5 minutes. My buddy got there before I did, so I guess just to fill the time, he had some type of Pilsner, and you know, if I have to call my beer a Pilsner, I don't want it.
But don't you want to go to these craft bars because you're helping The small businesses
with the high quality,
The small businesses
local
have
breweries.
What the common man wants.
Okay,
the common man wants a Miller Lite. All right. So,
what other requirements do you need?
Again, it needs to be close to the house. Let's see, what else it needs to have?
I feel like I'm listening to a chick rattle off everything she wants in the man.
Well, this is how guys look for bars.
It needs to be comfortable. It needs to not be all new and fancy and shiny.
You don't want it to be too nice?
No. Character, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for. It needs to have a little bit of character.
Okay.
So, yesterday, while we were at this place, and we sat there, had a couple of beers and kind of came to the conclusion that this wasn't going to be our place.
Yeah.
I left. I shook hands with everybody, and I was the first one to leave. And so about 5-10 minutes later, my buddy calls me. He goes, "Hey, the bartender's looking for you."
Oh.
I'm like, "Why is the bartender?" He thinks you walked your tab. He kind of, my friend's saying it to me in jest. But I didn't pay. I shook hands with everybody like I did when I'm at my place.
You're so used
I'm
to...
I'm used to leaving. Shook hands. Hey, I didn't make a... Yeah, I wasn't like sneaking out. I shook hands. Hey, see you tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And I just left. Didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that my mind has to get wrapped around.
Yeah, just Venmo your
paying. Man. Paying. And then no bar lets a dog inside.
Oh, you want to bring your dog? That's another requirement.
At least the patio. I have to be able to at least bring him to the patio.
There are some places that
let you do that.
Not inside.
I kind of bent the rules a little bit for Curtis.
So if your bar's not too fancy,
no,
not too clean,
right?
You have a cool bartender that can interject here and there, but not talk too much.
Refills and chills.
Yeah, and you carry that Miller Lite that Big Al Mag cherishes so much.
Yeah, can't be pretentious at all. We are not pretentious people.
Can't be pretentious.
No, we need to be able to go in there just like you are. If you worked at the plant, or if you worked in the office, you need to be comfortable.
Karaoke is a bonus if you have that.
Oh, boy.
Big Al Mac is looking.
I'm taking applications.
So today you're going to check out another one.
I'm going to check out another one today. And in the weekend, I'll check out mine down in Waxahachie.
All right.
So, down the hatch.
Yeah, people were texting and asking, did all of Al's restaurants close? No, just his favorite one.
Down the hatch is still open. I went down there yesterday. It was very, very nice.
Okay.
It's just a little too far to go every single day.
That's what we said.
What if you really like whatever the new person does at the map?
No, I ain't going back.
Not going back?
I'm not going back. None of my friends are going back.
Oh, y'all mad.
We're mad.
They already put up the poster of Kelly's birthday.
Right. Signed the contract. What are you talking about? I can't wait.
That's going to be so much fun.
Kick her out
invited. I would never speak to you again in my life.
In fact, they got the Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Yeah, Kelly, it's happening.
Oh, that was supposed to be a surprise, Jason.
I know. Sorry about that. Well, that's not even a surprise. There's even something bigger happening.
It's going to be great.
Good times. All right, Big Al, good luck on your quest
to find
the new bar.
Thank you, buddy.
And now we move on to love letters to Kelly. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com and you'll get solid advice from our love expert. In fact, if you've never heard Love Letters to Kelly, take a listen to this great advice we're about to hand you.
Love letters.
Your wordology.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a 26-year-old construction worker and my girlfriend is 28, no kids. We've been dating for 3 years. She was working customer service at a major bank for 5 years until she got laid off last year. So I started helping her with her bills, and then we agreed to live together until she found another job. The problem is our relationship has changed since we moved in together. When she would cook, she used to make enough for me to have some. I guess she doesn't anymore. We have more arguments about money, and she won't do my laundry anymore, both literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah.
I admit I'm not as generous as before, but I don't like paying bills and giving money to her to get her hair and nails done, etc. She says I benefit from me paying the bills, kind of like an economics externality. I'm unfamiliar with that. Do we have a future or should I move on, Billy?
Move on, Billy. Cut it off and move on.
This is the relationship as it. This looks like it's not going to change. She's not wanting to go get another job. You haven't told me she's been looking so hard and can't find anything.
Right.
She's getting her nails done.
It blows my mind. Like, I'm just going to move in and not do anything, and you're going to take care of me.
You know what? And that dynamic works for so many couples.
A lot of people.
Man wants to go out, and he wants the woman to stay home and let her go do that. And I envy those ladies who lunch. I envy them. I do,
but
Jenna.
But what's your daily purpose?
Getting pretty. My
working out.
Purpose, but I can contribute and get pretty.
That is contributing to the relationship, giving him something pretty
you're
to look at.
You're being a bad feminist right now.
I am not a feminist. Then I guess I'm not a feminist. If I could have worked this whole deal better and started earlier, I would be wearing cute little tennis outfits every day.
You don't
never,
play tennis?
Never actually playing tennis.
Oh, I got you.
But tennis outfits are cute. I would be going to lunch with whatever girl's free that day. I'd be at the country club. We'd go. Maybe we'd hit a couple. Maybe we'd hit a tennis ball. You know, oh, come on. Let's just go get a cocktail.
You'd go to
I
lunch.
I would go get facials.
What do you talk to your husband
petties,
about at night?
About whatever he wants to talk about. How was your day, honey? I would just let him dump on me. I would make sure the maid had everything in the house done just like he likes it.
The maid.
Because I'm too busy getting my nails done.
There's be a maid.
Your nails done, takes time. If I could have rocked that lifestyle, man, I would have done that. But it didn't work out for me that way.
Thanks, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So, in this, what's his name? Billy?
Billy.
This is not the relationship for you. You want a woman who pulls her own weight. And if she's down on hard times, she's out there, she's trying to make something happen. So, Billy, you need to go out and find yourself a Kelly Raspberry.
No.
Not
you,
really.
You want it to be the trophy.
No, because I have to work anyway.
Oh, okay. A real life Kelly Raspberry.
You actually went out and got the
not
job.
Not what Kelly Raspberry wanted to be, if she could have rocked it.
Man, if I could have worked that out. Oh.
Would you
I'd
do
be telling the best.
You, women that have lunch, like, for hours.
I don't
gosh,
get it.
I mean, I envy them. They show up at, like, 11:30.
I think it's place, such a waste of a life.
It is not.
If you have money to do whatever you want, go be charitable. Go
you
do something.
You can do that. They go to those charity
that's at night.
Balls. They go to those balls and write checks.
They go to
but
places
during the day,
that have
make a difference.
They write checks.
They have lunch at places that end in vowels, like casino. And Torelli, you know, stuff that's all like, exotic name.
Oh, it's
like,
got an N in the vowels. Okay.
Yeah,
I got gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Life.
I see a lot of them in their yoga pants, too.
Yes.
No.
No yoga
you mean
pants?
Tennis skirts.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. That too. But nice tennis shoes, like $200 tennis shoes.
I see the tennis skirt girls and the yoga pant girls always staring at each other like there's some beef going on.
Yeah, that's right. You need to be in the tennis skirts. That's the ones with the real money.
That's what you claim.
They valet park for lunch.
Yeah, who does that?
Hey, valet park for lunch, JC Chavez.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm being honest.
Man. I look at them, and they have lunch for like 3 hours. Like, they get there when normal people go in. Oh, man, I got to get in and out of this place in 45 minutes.
The clock
they're
in.
There when you get there, and they're there when you leave.
That's right.
Still having lunch.
That's weird.
Oh, Kelly, don't you have to leave now? No, the nanny's picking up the children today. The nanny's taking them to their cotillion lesson.
They got
this cotillion Wednesday.
Wow.
What's cotillion, by the way?
They learn fancy dancing.
Like, oh, okay, gotcha.
They also have to wear gloves and know which
fancy
fork
dancing.
To use.
That's what they call it, fancy dancing.
They learn which
dancing.
Fork to use when they eat dinner at the charity balls that they're going to have to write all those checks for to help people.
Got it.
And then you're teaching your children to aim for that.
That's right.
Kelly knows these people.
Yeah, right.
She just isn't one of those.
I'm not.
Yeah, Kelly wants to be one of those.
But we know her.
Oh,
know
man.
Anything.
That was hilarious, Kelly.
It's too late for
love letters.
Sorry, Emma Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for about a year now. We were recently engaged and set a date for sometime next year. I love him to death.
Sometime next year. That's kind of vague. But, I didn't set a date.
But even him asking me to marry him freaked me out. Maybe it's because I'm 18 only.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to freak me out until that moment. I said yes because I just couldn't say no. I want to be with him, but it just scares me. I think it's because we argue all the time, and sometimes it's really bad. I just can't live a life full of fighting every day, and I feel like it will only get worse. Yeah. Is it normal to argue all the time when you're in a relationship? I can't see myself not with him, but I feel like I just doubt too much right now. Are these feelings normal to have before you get married? What do I do, Madison?
These feelings are normal to have when you're about to get married, and it's the wrong person and the wrong time.
Trust your gut.
So you're everything about you subconsciously is fighting you, and you might even not even realize that you're trying to get him to break. I'm assuming here that you're not yourself. You're not your happy version of yourself because subconsciously you're trying to get him to break up with you so you don't have to be the bad guy. You told him yes, and now you're like, well, this isn't right. This isn't right.
Yeah.
So I think your body's rejecting this idea of getting married, number one, at 18, and number two, to the wrong person.
Right.
So there's not, maybe y'all can grow together. There is a chance of that, but
there's
being
no
engaged and locking it down like that.
At 18?
There's no rush.
A little soon for that.
You're going to be an adult, check it out, for the rest of your
life. That's right.
You do not have to do that. Man, the 20s.
You still got like another 80 years of life.
From 18 to 25, maybe even 30, That's fun time. I mean, you're out of, well, you're out of
lots of
school,
angst.
School.
Lots of angst in your 20s.
Yeah. But
ups and downs.
Embrace that.
Yes, I wouldn't be locked down.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And fighting with your fiance. No, doesn't
trust
feel good
gut.
To me.
Trust that gut.
Go to college, skip some classes. Oh, man, that's fun.
Go have fun. And then if it works out later.
Yeah, register and then take the books back and get the money. Go to the frat party. Whoa, college was awesome.
You went for
1 minute.
Yeah, you went for a day.
The best year and a half of my life.
I showed up with a six pack sat on his on the hood of his car and then called it a day.
Fun, man. Watching
love letters.
Soap operas playing pink.
Love letters to Kelly.
Soap operas.
Yeah, man. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am
a 35-year-old single mom, and I have been dating a guy for about a month and been on about 5 dates with him now. The first few weeks, he was really attentive, texting every day, sometimes throughout the day, but lately it has kind of slowed down, especially after our last date. I'm kind of confused because the date was great. I worry that if I don't reach out now, that he won't reach out at all. I do have a feeling that he's also dating other women, which is fine, but how do I start the conversation to see if we're on the same page and what should I say? I'm not interested in dating any other men, and I'd like to see if we could turn this relationship into something. However, I don't want to continue putting in the effort into something that he may consider one-sided. What do I do, Nicole?
Nicole, it's only been a month, and you're putting all your eggs in this basket after a month? That's the wrong strategy. You keep swiping.
I bet she's clingy. I bet she's
stage five.
You find someone. He's kept his options open, and maybe you've gotten bumped down, the priorities, like, I'm sure he has probably 3 or 4. I'm just guessing. And you've probably, like, maybe I'm more interested in this other girl that's not Nicole.
Yeah.
So you made your mistake by tossing out all of your options and focusing on one after only 1 month.
I bet you let him go to the fantasy suite.
Because, I hate to keep referring back to me, but I'm the only one I can refer to in this situation. I was dating 3 or 4 guys when I met the man that I eventually married.
Dang.
And I didn't dump them immediately. No, I'm just saying, I didn't dump them immediately. I had my options.
Takes so much energy.
There you go.
Yeah. It does take energy.
You're motivated.
But effort.
She's not a player. She just crushed a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't going to say, that's it. I found the one. You rested. Go away.
Yeah.
It takes a minute.
And after a month, he might have decided, I'm not really feeling it, so he's going to let you go. And it sounds one-sided, or maybe he's just going through a really busy time at work. You don't know. Yeah. So why don't you, I give you permission to send him a text and say,
what's up?
Hey, I happen to be kid-free this weekend. If you want to, I'm kid-free this weekend, and I'm going to go check out this new movie if you'd like to join me.
That's, perfect.
I'll tell you what kind of turns a guy on.
And then you can see what he says.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what kind of turns a guy on a little bit.
What
you can tell me if you agree with this, JC.
Uh-huh.
If you're just a little bit busy. We want to hang out with you and everything. But when we call you up when we got something to do.
But he's not calling her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if he does, or just tell him, I got something to do. Maybe we can do something later.
But if he's only halfway interested and she's busy, he's like, I'll just go call the other one.
Yeah, he'll find another
one. Game playing stuff is not the same anymore when you have so many options.
I like little flirty things here and there. You just send them a couple flirty texts. Let them know you're thinking about them type stuff.
Pics?
No, that's too desperate, I think. Don't send pics just out of the blue. Just a couple flirty texts.
A month.
Mm.
Let him know, because he is dating other girls and he's getting text messages from you, you're going to be top of mind all the time. Yeah. If you're like cute little thinking about you or not even that, just something to let him know, I'm here.
Get the book, get the guy.
Also get the
it
one.
It really is helpful. It gives you practical text ideas to text a guy.
Yeah, liners.
You just
one-liners.
See. It does. It gives you little scripts and stuff, which I guess some people can say it's game playing, but you're asking, how do I get him to respond? And then if he doesn't give you positive feedback, he's not interested and you can move on to the next
one. That's what I was going to say. Pick up the book. He's just not that into you. Also.
No, get the guy. It will help you with this one, and if this isn't the one, it will help you with the next one.
There you go. That is Love Letters to Kelly right there. Again, KidNation.com is where you go write those letters. And we read them on the show Mondays and Wednesdays. And we found out today Kelly wants to get a cute little tennis outfit. Just go to lunch.
Oh, my God. I have a birthday present for her birthday.
Right.
Too late for me.
Yeah. Go get your lunch and a tennis outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know how when you're in school and you hear there's a new kid in town, you can't wait to see all about this kid
and
what they're all about. Well, there might be a new kid in town when it comes to the app world.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this. I don't know if Facebook and Instagram are shaking in their boots, but they might be.
We'll see. There's two sides to it.
Jenna's going to fill us in on the latest.
Am I the only one on it?
So I downloaded a couple when it first started, and then I just didn't do anything with it. So, yes.
All right, I'm going to find you.
You're gonna be the one that uses it. It's called...
Trey just messaged me.
Oh, he did? Trey's on it? All right, we'll learn all about the latest social media next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, you're getting a lot of love.
I am. Yeah.
You're preaching. Reached it. A lot of women.
Yeah? Which part?
100% agree, Kelly. I'm a pediatric dentist and a business owner, so I work hard. I envy those ladies who get to lunch so much. I want to be them.
Thank you.
I'm driving on my way to class this morning, and I'm trying really hard not to turn around, go buy a cute outfit, and just go have lunch with my friends.
Oh, my gosh. It's the American dream.
You know how much money I would save with all this college stuff?
How do you pay for things, though?
You get
your
a man.
Your rich husband.
God, Jenna, do I have to spell it out for you?
After seeing a mom who was left with nothing, I guess my best girlfriend and I, it happened to both of our moms. We were just like, I think that's where it comes from for me. Like, I just never want to be put in that situation that I can't take care of myself.
Smart, rich women have a stash of cash.
Oh.
Right? Uh-huh. They put a little bit of their allowance to the side.
Uh-huh.
Their allowance.
I know.
You know what? Whatever, you live your dream. Whatever makes you happy. It makes me sad you're not living your dream then.
I'm living a different dream.
But she still dreams about luncheon. So many girls are saying, I wish I could do the luncheon.
Kelly said this so tongue-in-cheek, but she is so serious. Freaking serious. It's not even funny.
We all envy the rich people, you know?
I have worked since I was 12 years old.
Out.
Amen.
You're going to have to work forever.
Huh?
Are you going to have to work forever?
Yeah, because what else am I going to do?
Lunch?
Yeah.
You can go lunch.
Oh, man.
You know how I told you guys when we're doing Whatever Wednesday, I said my favorite thing my daughter does is sing to me when I take a nap?
Yes.
I forgot I had some audio of that.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm going to be that dad now.
All right.
I'm going to brag on my daughter.
That's so cute.
Now, I will warn you, there's some creepy JC voice in here.
Yeah.
Because apparently when I try to talk sweetly to my daughter, it comes out just creepy.
Thanks for the warning.
So you're welcome, okay?
Creeper guy.
All right. This is my daughter singing to me when I was trying to take a nap.
Sing
me
a song.
Wait,
what? Sing me a song. I'm going to sing you a song. Wake up.
You going to sing me a song to go to sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
Good night, honey. Good night, sweetie. Good night, sweetie. I'll see you in the morning. Here, yeah, okay.
Aww. And then she wants to do a second song.
Oh, waiting for, waiting for.
Oh, fancy.
How I wonder what you are. Up above our dear high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what we do. What you are.
She's giving me a hug right there.
Aww.
That's very, she's a lovely
having
voice.
A little girl is so awesome.
That's
lovely.
Great. That's great.
She needs to learn a little bit on the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star because she said you're hot.
Oh, you're critiquing her performance?
We're getting her ready for American Idol, Kelly.
He's hard on his kids, yeah. Kelly. You know what he did with Kaysen earlier this week when he dropped the football?
Should have said, try again, Chloe. Not good enough.
It's hard to like hold your tears back when your daughter's singing to you and you don't want her to think you're sad. You're just really proud.
Yeah.
You know.
That's all right, bro.
Can I post that on the new social media, Jenna? Is it called Vero?
Yes, it is called Vero.
Tell me about this app.
So this app, if you've probably seen, obviously some of you, I'm getting all these notifications I don't know how to turn off. So people are starting to join it because you're seeing people on Instagram. A lot of people on Instagram, especially the creative types, are frustrated with the algorithms and that their posts aren't getting seen and there's no chronological order. And, you know, your pictures are always restricted to their sizing.
Yeah.
So there's this app that debuted in 2015. It didn't really get a lot of traction because there's been a lot of apps out there that have tried to go at Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, when I read about them now, like Elo and Peach, I've never even heard of them, but apparently they were competitors for a minute.
And
I never downloaded them.
Decent users?
Decent users, well, and a lot of funding and backing, and then they kind of fell off. Mm-hmm. You know, they lost to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. So now there's this Vero, V-E-R-O. It skyrocketed to the top of the App Store this week, and it said for those of us that joined before they had a million users that you get to use it for free. The original plan behind this app is very cool. The person who came up with it has quite a shady past. He's this, like, heir to the Saudi Arabian business that is totally defunct, and they didn't pay tens of thousands of employees, and so they're bringing up a lot of his shady business history. However, the vision is cool because it's like a cooler Instagram. Your photos aren't restricted. When you get into the app, you are able to select your level of, I guess, connection with a friend, right? There's different levels. So if you want to follow me and I don't know you, you can just have this acquaintance level. But you and I, JC, could be close friends. So you get to choose.
Thank you.
So with all your followers, you can choose, and then that those people will see certain posts, and then your acquaintances would only see what you chose for acquaintances.
Oh, that's so really cool.
It's just kind of how Facebook does. You know, you can set an audience for your post, so that's cool. But you're also enabled to post a link. So if you have a business and you want to post a link to your business or your blog, Kelly, you know, and you want to post directly to the article without putting it in your bio, you can post it there. I can post the cover of a new song I was listening to yesterday. You can post a book that you're reading, and it actually gives you, you know, it pulls up from iTunes or it pulls up the book. So it's giving you the image. You don't have to just take a photo of it. It's giving you the content with a link to it. So it's just a cool way to share more of, they say, how we actually live our lives, not restricting it to just a photo that may not be getting seen anymore. So a lot of people are saying, let's make the move. But there, it's like littered with issues right now just because so many people trying to join. Okay. So the network doesn't seem stable, and I'm trying to upload photos. It's not working. But I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen. There's over a million now. They originally said they were going to charge people, which would make sense to not have ads. But that's what every other app has said in the beginning. You get enough users, you don't have to have ads for a while. So that's the quick summary of it. We'll see where it goes. If it's not stable, people aren't going to stay on it. It's frustrating when you try and post a photo and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I did see a lot of people were posting about it in the last couple days.
The layout's cool. Layout's cool. New car smell. You look at something and you're like, wow, like it looks so sleek. And, you know, I can post a movie, TV show, a place that I'm at. It just looks very clean and very cool. So, I don't know. I recommend get your username. Why not? And then we'll see where it goes. It could take over.
V-E-R-O.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, there's some issues because it's not perfect yet. They're still getting in, and they have a high volume coming in right now. Yeah. But it does sound cool.
It does.
Especially that you could share music and books and all that stuff that we can't do. And I like that you don't have to put the links on bios. That's the main thing, because there's so many times I want to put a link on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And you can't.
No, you have to put it. You have to change it and put it in your bio.
Yeah.
I mean, it does make a difference, though.
Maybe they'll change that.
I think that's what JC and I were just saying in the break, that we think that because of the power of Facebook and, you know, owning Instagram, they have, and they did this with Snap. When Instagram introduced stories, I think that was the kicker to Snapchat, the 24-hour stories at the top.
Yeah.
So if they do some of these changes, it'll be good competition.
And Vero doesn't have that, right? They don't have the story thing?
No. Not yet. No, this is just a cool way to post all the time, because sometimes you don't want to post a photo of yourself. You want to post a song.
Yeah. I want to post a song. Yeah, that's your update right there if you want to try it out.
On Pinterest, I could say.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit of Pinterest, a little bit of MySpace, just very sleek looking, if it works.
Do we know? And it's not connected just to that one guy out there that's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, his name's Ayman Hariri.
Hariri.
A billionaire Lebanese businessman.
Huh. That could be the guy to take you to lunch, Kelly.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Should you not, you know, you're married.
I'm thinking this is, I'm in.
But we have a Kid Nation page, so if you jump on, go ahead and follow it.
And I'm on.
Jenna's on. Trey's on. Our boy in the control room. I'll probably hop back on here, see if I can get it.
Give it one more try.
Give it a try. Well, now that it's all set up, it's fully set up. V-E-R-O is the name of it.
V-E-R-O.
We could be on the beginning stages, something big, like we were with... Oh,
well,
man, we've ever been on the
we've been
like
trying. That was our goal the whole time. Now we didn't get there.
Hey, I'm always trying to stay in the know or tell you about it.
Yeah.
No promises.
Thanks, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've been on the radio for a while, and I can
I
can almost guarantee that we all have had our we shouldn't have told that moments on the show.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
On numerous occasions.
And we're, yes. But well, you know what? You haven't. You could tell us stuff right now that you probably shouldn't have told, but we just want to be the judge of that.
Yeah.
That was a very poorly formed sentence as well, Kelly, but...
It's a new segment called, I Wouldn't Have Told That. Yeah. And Kelly is usually the one that says that to usually me or Big Al Mac.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told that.
Because we say dumb things from time to time. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got some here on the text. And what's that, Al?
Oh, I thought you were going to take a call first. I'm sorry.
Oh, we could take a call, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go ahead with Shane.
I feel like we share most of ours. I shouldn't have told that.
Yeah. And then I forget which ones I told on the radio and which ones I told you guys just off the radio.
I do that all the time.
Because all I can usually remember is Jenna and Kelly looking at me going, why'd you tell that?
Yeah. I know. I feel like I did that last week. I might have shared something that I really was certain Kelly had told on the radio. But then I'm like, did she just tell us that?
Right.
So sorry.
Yeah, lines are blurred sometimes.
Very blurred sometimes. Hey, Shane, how's it going, buddy?
That's good. How are you, JC?
Doing all right, man. You have a story to share with us?
Yeah, man. So I was a sophomore in high school, dating this girl. We've been dating for about a month and a half. My mom starts asking questions about her. She's like, Dad's a fireman and Mom is who? And I told her and she said, oh, they go to our family reunion. She's like your second or third cousin. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have told that.
So I broke up with her. She was sad. She wanted to keep dating, and I was like, "No, we can't. It's just weird."
She wanted to keep dating.
Yes. It was strange.
That's like two. I wouldn't have told that in one story.
Yeah, you dated your cousin for a minute,
and she wanted to keep dating.
And she wanted to keep dating.
Wow.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, if you have one just like that one, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
These are, I don't know which one to pick because they're all so good.
They make you wince each one equally.
From the text, my coworkers were discussing STDs and STIs and whether chlamydia was a curable disease.
Oh, no. I would stop right there.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. It gets worse, Kelly. So I blurted out that it was treatable from experience.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should have told that.
I would have told that.
Can you imagine the record scratch that happened in everyone's head when they said that in front of everybody?
Yeah. What else you got?
Do these
have names on them at the end, by the way?
Some do, some don't. Mostly because I wouldn't have told that stories.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old. I'm a grown girl. And I was pulling a suitcase out from under my bed. I was in a weird position. I sneezed. I pooped my pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How does that happen?
That way.
I'm an adult. I shouldn't have told that.
I've sneezed hard. I've never sneezed.
I've never gotten to that. I've peed a little bit.
It happened to a girlfriend of mine once.
Really?
And she told me and a bunch of people. We couldn't stop laughing for hours. She was in the car driving, and she's like, I just, like, often... I had to pull over. I had to change clothes.
Oh,
and we all said, don't tell this story ever.
I wouldn't have told that.
To anyone.
Never.
Don't ever tell that story again.
Except when you call the show. Please call the show and tell that story.
Tell us.
We'll tell it.
We do want to hear those stories.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey. I'm sure your parents have told you not to say this very often, but you're going to go ahead and share it with us.
I actually have three different boyfriends, either currently or have been in prison for murder.
Whoa.
I don't even know what to say.
No.
I'd leave them and not tell anyone else that.
Well, yeah, I don't tell too many people that.
So is one of the first questions you ask guys?
Yeah.
Is one of the first questions you ask guys now, did you commit murder?
No, I'm married now, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. Not one, not two, three.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orange is new black. So I don't know.
That is crazy.
Move on.
Yeah. I'm just...
Yeah.
We can't just look at each other and say that's crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of them have to do... When visiting,
are really uncomfortable to talk about, right?
And they're putting it on me with a tag sometimes.
Well, give them to Kelly. Let Kelly read them.
I don't think Kelly would want to read this because she would stop in the middle and go, I wouldn't tell this.
I wouldn't have read the chlamydia one.
See? I'm a strong Christian guy with strong values.
Okay.
But my first kiss ever was with a stripper. And I liked it. That's okay. Sometimes you got to get your first kiss out of somewhere.
I just tell that to my boys.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell that to my church.
Or the mother of your children.
No.
No, definitely don't tell the mom.
Definitely not.
Mother of your children. When I was visiting my boyfriend's family for the very first time, you guys, I had to do some urgent biz in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know what
my worst nightmare happened. Toilet would not flush.
Oh.
I took the trash bag. Oh. I had to do what I had to do. Oh. I found a towel or two in their closet.
Oh.
I had to wrap it up. Oh. I had to put it in my purse.
Oh, your purse.
And then we drove home.
In your purse.
With that in my purse, in the trunk. No one knows.
There you go.
Oh.
That there you go.
Happened. Oh!
So you just told us, and we'll leave it there.
We'll leave it there, but I wouldn't tell that to your boy.
Don't ever tell that.
Smart move on putting it in the trunk, though. Keep it away from anywhere where he could be like, hey, what's going on?
No.
what's that deal?
See, I did not want to do this bit. I did not want to do it because it's just bleh.
Kid Nation said they wanted to do it, so give it a this could scare people from having children.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
What happened with your son?
All right. So, I have a 19-month-old son. The most amazing thing in the world. But, you know, children can be disgusting. We were going down the road the other day, and my husband said that he smelled something. So, we pulled over to try to investigate what the smell is. Because I did listen yesterday. I'm a smeller. I go to the back seat, look at my son. He has his finger in his diaper and poop all over his lips because he's eating it. And
no! We'll tell that. Why do kids do these things?
Why are we doing a segment?
Oh my. Yeah, Beth.
Oh, I wouldn't have told I wouldn't have told that.
Yeah, Beth, that is, wow.
Anything not poop related? My headphones.
Yeah, we have this one. My dad had pink eyes, so my mom took some
poop related.
Well, it started because of that.
Good point, Kelly.
Don't get poop related.
So they didn't tell us how he got the pink eye. So my mom took some of their daughter-in-law's breast milk and squirted it into his eye. It cleared it up, you guys.
Really?
That's from Brittany.
How about that? That's helpful.
Well, there you go.
See, that's actually helpful. I've heard about the breast milk helping you out with the pink eye right there.
Does anyone ever ask a stranger for their breast milk?
No, I don't think
so. No. Maybe that's a street bit.
Can I borrow some breast milk? Justin.
We have to try that with Justin, I think. That might be the first and only time we do I Wouldn't Have Told That.
Yeah,
Kelly?
I wouldn't have done that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today, the kids over at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are going back to school. Classes resume today. It's the first time since the deadly shooting occurred that the kids are going to be having or trying to have a normal day.
Regular class, yeah.
Normal day of school. I saw Demi Lovato did something really cool for some survivors yesterday. She was on CBS this morning yesterday and talked about bringing survivors from the Florida shooting up on stage during her concert.
Oh, really?
See, Demi Lovato does it right.
Seeing something that disturbing is just painful to watch, and my heart goes out to them.
On February 14th, one of the worst mass shootings in American history took place. These students were in the school that day. Please welcome them to the stage.
She invited survivors to her concert last night to share their stories.
There has been talk about, obviously, wanting to use this shooting for gun reform, but you think this is an opportunity to talk about mental health.
It has nothing to do with politics. It's about healing. And it was, how can we help these students heal from what they've been through? These students that came here today and shared their stories are so incredibly brave and courageous, and they really are warriors in my eyes.
That's beautiful, Demi. That's awesome.
Yeah, and she, I think the concert was in San Diego, so she flew them out from Florida out there to go kick off her tour. And now the survivors from the shooting are starting to tell their stories, and this girl named Aaliyah Eastman, she's a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She was in one of those classrooms that was attacked, and she was talking to Megyn Kelly and told her story.
Did you see the shooter?
No. I was looking down the entire time.
So you heard the gunshots but didn't see the shooter?
No.
Describe that sound.
It was just loud pops, and I could like feel the wind of the bullets just pass my face. Mm.
Were you praying? What was going through your head?
I don't even remember. It was so much different things. I just immediately thought that he was coming inside, so I told myself I need to look like I'm dead as well.
How old are you?
16. Turn 17 next month.
So you, it occurred to you that you should play dead?
Yes.
And then what did you do?
Well, I was behind a boy, Nicholas, and when he fell over, I just followed his every movement, and I fell over with him, and then I put him on top of me, because he was already...
You knew he yes. passed. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that terrible?
Horrible.
Isn't that something?
But the survival instinct
yeah.
that kicked in for her.
Because how many of us wow. would freeze, but she had to think of something.
You hear people playing dead, and it's like, I would think I'd be so hysterical and nervous that I couldn't calm myself down enough to do that.
Right.
And she did.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw something on the news this morning, and I just Googled it while we were listening to that. Bulletproof backpacks.
Yeah, they're selling yep. those now. A lot of people are buying them.
Bulletproof. Yeah. Are you hearing what's coming out of my mouth?
Isn't that sad that we have to think about this for our kids?
Backpacks. And another school, I didn't Google this, another school has installed safe rooms, like little small pods. Again, do you believe what I'm saying? A small pod that you can rush your kids into in case a shooter is on your campus, into this pod.
I guess every room has to ultimately be
or either you need a,
made into a safe
somehow.
Room. You need a designated safe room, but then getting to the safe room, yeah.
Man, I saw some
bulletproof doors, bullet, you know, maybe that's the key. I mean, one, not the key, that's
It wouldn't help. It wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said a really smart idea for schools, and I don't know if they've talked about this in the past or not, but a really smart idea would be because if they're in a classroom, you're cornered.
Yeah.
He said, why don't we have two doors in each classroom? Just so you have an out. Yeah. That way you're not cornered. And I thought about that. I was like, actually, that's a really good idea. I don't know how that would work out strategically in a building and everything
well,
like that.
I was watching that man that goes into businesses, because uh-huh. a lot of businesses are attacked by disgruntled employees. What do you do?
Yeah,
is teaching them
yesterday.
Survival.
Yeah.
And he said that the safe room should always have a window. So
you can get out if you
need
to.
There's an alternative escape
yeah, yeah.
in a window.
Yeah, because a lot of classrooms
maybe,
at night. But
maybe that's, I mean, gosh, what are you going to do?
Right.
I don't know.
Everybody wants something to be done.
And then you get to this point,
answer?
What do you do? And then you're like, I don't know.
But you know what? Talks are happening, and it's going on. It's been now a week or two,
yeah.
and they're still talking.
Yeah.
And usually it lasts about a week, and then it just starts fizzling out. But this is still burning.
Well, it's the young people that
yeah,
are so angry and scared. You know, you would think that after the Sandy Hook shooting, when the first graders, you know, those little tiny children, there would yeah. have been this kind of uproar.
Yeah.
But the little first graders can't go out and stage their own demonstrations.
Right.
These
right.
are high school students who...
They're walking out.
They're mad. They're scared. They're channeling their fear and anger into something that hopefully will have a positive outcome, and there will be some changes. Mm, something
yeah.
has to change.
Yeah,
I mean, they're making history.
Everybody's going to have to make concessions. Everybody.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And compromise and figure it out.
But what is that? I don't know.
Yeah. But they're pushing. As long as they keep pushing and they keep talks alive and we figure something out.
Yeah.
Because like Al said, we're having to buy our kids bulletproof backpacks. And then I know there's a lot of teachers. My sister-in-law's a teacher, and so we have friends that are teachers. And the whole arm the teachers, but she feels scared to do that. Because then you're putting all the pressure on these teachers that are already spending a lot of money for just...
That's not their thing.
You want to arm a teacher, you better make sure that teacher is trained
yeah.
enough how to use it. That
yeah.
if you got a scared, you know, first grade teacher who's never held a gun, you want her to... scary. You think you'd do it in the moment. You think you would.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know until you get there.
But you don't know.
I mean, we had the guard that was standing outside. He froze. He didn't go inside. And even though he said he thought it was coming from outside, he still froze. You know, you don't know what's going
to
happen until...
You'd like to think you'd be the hero.
Yeah. You want to be the one that's going to be BA and run in there and stop everything. But we're human. And our brains all respond differently in crisis situations. But thinking about those kids, man, going back to school today.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's, you know, things get back to normal, at least as normal as it can get, because it's going to be
interesting that March on Washington. When is that? March? Oh, gosh. It's happening in March.
The 4th?
The date. 11th?
Is 20-something? 20?
I don't remember.
I know some kids have already been
really
walking out.
Interesting. Yeah, they are staging smaller walkouts, groups of students who say, I'm more afraid of bullets than I am of being punished for walking out.
They're saying they're going to suspend some school districts say we'll suspend you if you walk out. But
I'd be afraid. When I was in school, I'd be afraid to go to class because I hadn't done my homework.
Right.
That was why I was afraid.
Well, you know what? These students are like, suspend me, because people have stood up for what they believed and face going to jail.
Yeah.
So suspend me, but listen to me. That's what these kids are saying. Listen to me.
Yeah. There's been many historical figures that had spent time in prison jail because they had to do
stood
it.
Up for
they
what was right.
And this is, I told my son, because he was asking, he sees the news, and he goes, why are the kids leaving school? And I said, because they believe in something, and they're trying to get their voices heard, and he said, wow. And I said, and you're probably going to be learning about this when you're in high school. This is going to be in history books.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
The
we get to watch
point.
It.
The turning point.
This is the turning point. And only time can tell what's going to go down.
My daughter hasn't asked me about it yet. And until she comes to me, I don't want to put fear in her head.
Yeah. It's a difficult situation.
She's fifth grade, 11. You know, she's more concerned about other things on the playground right now.
Which you're glad, right? You're glad that it's still, she's thinking about kid things.
I am, but it's also, it's nerve-wracking as a parent. You got one kid that's bullied or is the bully, and they decide they're going to show everybody one day. You don't know.
And mental health's a big deal. It's so taboo.
Oh,
we don't talk enough about it, you know? We take classes in school that we may never use in life again, yet we don't teach kids about mental health.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, we can't talk about people that have mental health issues or are depressed.
Yeah, teach them about kindness, too.
We do.
Kindness goes a long way with mental health.
You got to watch out for people that have suspicious behavior, too.
So, first day back at the kids in Florida, and we wish them well.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.